Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Big, big thanks to State Senator Chris Larson from Senate District 7 for engaging in a discussion, answering my questions about, hey, we got a big tent Democratic Party here. How do we bring us all together? There's always going to be differences in viewpoint, and trying to explore the tension points that arise when folks, perhaps some would argue like the senator, are running in very, very royal blue districts, have safe seats, and frankly, a pretty safe perch from which to criticize statewide elected officers. Now, as I said to the senator, I agree substantively with every point he was making. We should be able to do so much better for Wisconsinites than we have been able to do. And I completely agree with the senator that I think Democrats for far too long have accepted the political debate framework that Republicans have set for us. We've been far too reactive. If you've been listening to me for a while, you've probably heard this theme. And the economic injustice of it all, the failure to promote working families, the failure to respect the hardworking ethic of families across Wisconsin and the middle class in this country, yeah, Democrats haven't done enough. If you've listened to me for a while, you've heard me quote this statistic many, many times. $51 trillion. By the way, it's a much bigger number now after the big, brutal bill. $51 trillion has been robbed, taken, stolen, if you will, from families that make less than $200,000 a year, which sounds like a big number, but less than $200,000 a year. Who's been stealing that? That $51 trillion plus, thank you to Donald Trump and MAGA, $51 trillion, who's been stealing that from families that earn less than $200,000 a year? Folks that make $1 million a year or more. That is the total amount of wealth stolen by those people. Folks whose families earn $1 million or more a year, that's the total amount that's been stolen from families making less than $200,000 since 1981. Our tax code's rigged. And Donald Trump is just making it all so much worse. So there's so much to unite us. How do we bring the party together? Because, as we all know, lives and livelihoods are at stake. So again, thanks so much to Senator Chris Larson. Can't wait to continue that discussion with him in the future. Also, maybe we broke a little news here on Civic Media. I asked the senator, hey, are you going to be running for governor? Are you going to put your hat in the ring? And he didn't say no, didn't say yes either, but definitely didn't say no. Today we began our conversation this afternoon with an economist. And one of the themes that and important points that I wanted to talk to him about was the independence of the Federal Reserve. Now, it sounds wonky. It sounds like, oh, what do I care about the Fed? I don't do macroeconomics, monetary policy, fiscal policy, yawn. But what I and Dr. Bivens were trying to explore is the fact that an independent Federal Reserve with a chairman or chairwoman that is not beholden to the political whims of a president is essential. Now, I have made an argument for a long time that since 1976 and Buckley v. Vallejo made worse with Citizens United, we have had this overwhelmingly corrupting influence of big money in politics. And like Senator Larson said, I don't care who's polling, 80%+ of us hate that. 80%+ of us, no matter what party we vote for or belong to or whether or not we like politics or are into it, 80%+ of us think we should be able to legislate money in politics, that we should get money out of politics. And yet, our Supreme Court has said, no. Money is speech. Corporations are people. This is all fine. So with the money in politics, what we've seen is that politicians, ever more so in most recent elections, and especially on the right, are frankly being bought by billionaires and 100 millionaires. Since when was it ever a good political idea to win office and then have on your inaugural stage with you a bunch of frickin' billionaires? Like, since when is that appealing to regular Americans? I don't know, but apparently Donald Trump thinks it is because he did it. All of that points to this. If we have a politicized federal bank, if you think the economy hasn't been working for you to date, if you think Democrats should be doing more, here's what I have to say to you. If we politicize the Fed, what has been not fair for middle class and working people to date will get so very much worse. And what has Donald Trump been talking about and threatening to do for the last, I don't know, few months, basically since he was inaugurated? He talks smack about the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell all the time. And over the last week, they have been trumping up, pun intended, a completely bogus basis, pretext, if you will, fig leaf, that would provide, quote, the for cause reason to fire Jerome Powell. And this very idea, by the way, the reason, oh, yes, we can fire him and fire him for cause, and the reason that they're going down this road and trumping up a reason to fire him and saying it's for cause, it's for malfeasance, is because of the Supreme Court in a completely unrelated case earlier this year basically said, yeah, there are plenty of people Donald Trump can fire because they're not loyalists and they won't bend the knee, but not the Federal Reserve chair. They already signaled that. So Donald Trump and his lackeys know they have to have an actual for-cause reason to fire the chair. So they're making one up. The Federal Reserve building in Washington, D.C. is over 100 years old. It's got asbestos and leaky pipes and mold. I mean, it's a freaking disaster. And they started an incredibly expensive renovation back in 2021. Now, there may be some of you that live in houses that are over 100 years old. There may be some of you that have attempted to renovate those houses. And I'm sure any of you that fall into that particular category have discovered that whatever your budget is for a 100-plus-year-old house renovation, yeah, it ends up costing you way more than that. So too for the 100-plus-year-old Federal Reserve building in Washington, D.C. And that is the trumped-up basis under which Donald Trump and his lackeys are attempting to fire the Federal Reserve chair. And in fact, Scott Hassett said exactly that on one of the Sunday talk shows just this past weekend. Let's take a listen.
I think that whether the president decides to push down that road or not is going to depend a lot on the answers that we get to the questions that Russ Vogt sent to the Fed. The bottom line is that this is the most expensive project in D.C. history, $2.5 billion with a $700 billion cost overrun. To put that in perspective, the cost overrun for this Federal Reserve project is about the same size as the second biggest building overhaul in American history, which was the FBI building. And so the Fed has a lot to answer for. And the bottom line is that there's a key statutory problem. In 1913, when we founded the Fed, the U.S. was under a gold standard. So it was never envisioned by the people that voted for the construction of the Fed that we currently see, that the Fed could print money and toss it around willy-nilly because they had to have the gold to do what they're doing. And they're unbounded right now.
Right.
I'm not going to have a discussion about the gold standard, but suffice it to say, basically all good faith mainstream economists think what he just said is really stupid. Again, that's a pretty wonky debate for a different day. But what he's trying to say is that the Fed renovation project, admittedly massive cost overruns, is somehow fraudulent and amounts to significant
Hey, Maggie Don fans, this is Jacob here at our fantastic Civic Media Studios here in Racine. Crazy weather we've got out there, huh? Some may say the weather is so bad, in fact, that you might even have a host drop out from your internet connection in the middle of a program. Sounds unprecedented, but folks, if you're in this business as long as I have been, these things happen. We're going to try to get Maggie right back with you as soon as possible. It should just be about 30 seconds here.
Hello, everybody. I am back. So to pick up where we left off, they're inventing a bogus reason to try to provide an excuse to fire Fed Chair Jerome Powell. And it got worse today. President Trump, apparently, this is according to reporting by the New York Times earlier today, President Trump apparently showed a draft termination letter during a meeting, showed it off to a bunch of House Republicans in a meeting in the Oval Office, and basically like went around the room and polled the Republicans about whether or not he should do it. I'm sorry. The most important central banker in the world, and Donald Trump is asking people who are deathly afraid of being primaried by the MAGA regime, hey, should I fire this guy that I talk smack about like virtually every single day? And oh, by the way, just in case you forgot, the guy that appointed Jerome Powell, yeah, his name is Donald Trump. This is Trump's pick. Joe Biden just left him in place. And the weird thing about this was that these House Republicans, about a dozen of them, they were there to talk about AI legislation and their concerns about both AI and crypto. No. I'm really, the small infant is distracted by the shiny object and he wants to talk about Jerome Powell because he hates the guy so much. It's pretty bananas. And in fact, it turns out that this letter was drafted by a guy named William Pulte. And no, I had never heard of him either. He's the director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency. And to make matters all the more worse, conspiracy theorist and Florida congressional representative Ana Paulina Luna told reporters today that absolutely 100% Jerome Powell is getting fired. Make no mistake, folks, a politicized Fed will make an already rigged economy even worse for regular people. We're going to take care of a little business, hopefully get that weather under control, and come back with Over the Hump and Trump here on the Maggie Don Show. Keep it locked. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.